Wounded Knee is participating in a 500-mile run, and I talked to him on the eve of that event. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Susan, for giving me the opportunity to speak about sacred sites and sacred places of our indigenous people of this country.
Well, I met you a couple of weeks ago when there was a celebration for the indigenous people of the San Francisco Bay Area. You're specifically from the Glen Cove area, aren't you?
Yes, I'm from the Glen Cove. Glen Cove is located in the city of Vallejo. There's a sacred site that we call the Glen Cove Sacred Burial Ground, which is Segura T, home of the Ohlone people.
I'd never been out to Glen Cove before, but I was surprised that there was a park there, a very beautiful park. I was surprised to find a lot of urban houses right there on that spot.
Well, first of all, Susan, people call it a park. It's not a park. It's a sacred burial ground of our ancestors. The city of Vallejo and GVRD, which is the Greater Vallejo Recreation District, call it a park. It's not a park. It's a sacred site of our ancestors' burial ground.
That must be a difficult conversation to have with folks that just see it as a park.
Yeah. They want to turn it into a park. That's the problem. It's not a park. It's a cemetery where Native American people are buried. People call it cemeteries. We call it a sacred place. In our culture, it's a sacred burial ground of our ancestors.
Wounded Knee, talk about that history.
The Glen Cove Sacred Site?
Yes.
The Glen Cove Sacred Site is thousands of years old. It dates back to 3,500 years ago, like 1500 B.C., many tribes came through there, California tribes. They came through Glen Cove to that sacred site, and it was a sacred village where they gathered, and they did their gathering of acorns and shellfish and fresh water. They always looked for fresh water, and that's the key thing about fresh water. There's two fresh water streams down at Glen Cove Sacred Burial Ground. Like I said, many tribes came through there, the Pomo, the Wapos, the Wintu, the Patwin, the Bay Miigwaks, the Coastal Miigwaks, and Yokuts, and Karkin, and Sassoon, including the Ohlone people. And they did their ceremonies. They did their ceremonies. They did their vision quests. They had their sweat lodge. They intermarried and buried their ancestors there at the Glen Cove Sacred Site. And it was a sacred place of our ancestors. And it could have been more than 15 acres. This is only the last portion of that is left, what they did already to destroy it and desecrate it.
And that tends to be the way things are handled here in the San Francisco Bay Area, isn't it?
Yes. That's the same thing what happened at Emery Shell Mound. I mean, these people look you in the eye, and they give you a lot of jargon. They give you a lot of rhetoric. They tell you stories. I hate to call people lies, but they tell a lot of stories. They look you in the eye and tell you a lie, I must say. But we deal with that every day. We know that, and they say they're going to help us. They want to preserve and protect this site. Glink, GVRD has said they want to take it back 1,000 years ago and leave it natural as it is. Well, Susan, my question to you, how can you take something back 1,000 years ago if you're going to put a bathroom on top of our sacred burial ground, and you're going to put a parking lot on top of our sacred burial ground, and you're going to put two trails through there, man-made trails, by putting asphalt down and night lights and benches. They didn't have that 1,000 years ago. Indian people had their own trails, and they were guided by the moon and the stars, grandmother moon.
How do those conversations go when you know someone is lying to you and that the outcome is probably going to be not to your liking? How do you deal with that?
Well, you have to understand Native American culture. We have a spirit. We have a spirit. And I deal with spirituality. And I know what they're doing. I already know the way they talk, the way their body language is. I can feel them. It's just like when you go by these sacred sites. We had a shell mound walk around the Bay Area at each one of these shell mound walks, and it was led by Corina Gold and Janella Sanchez and Julie Hernandez and other people. And we walked by these sacred sites, and you could feel the spirit of our ancestors. That's why I know how to deal with these people. I know when they're telling stories. I know when they're lying. I know when they're using jargon. They use the same jargon they use in the 389 treaties with the Native American people of this country.
Yeah, the thing that happened at Emeryville, there was a huge sacred mound there, and it was pretty much knocked over, bulldozed down, and now there's a shopping mall, which says a lot, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It says a lot. It shows that the developers and bureaucrats don't care about Native Americans or indigenous people's sacred burial ground. These are our sacred places where we did our prayers and we did our burials. They wouldn't go over to their cemetery and put a mall. They wouldn't go over to their cemetery and build bathrooms. They wouldn't go over to their cemetery and build houses. They wouldn't go over to their cemetery and build golf courses. They wouldn't go over to their cemetery and build parking lots on top of their ancestors. What would the people say to them? That's the same thing we're saying. Leave the sacred sites of our ancestors, the burial grounds, alone.
Hmm.
They've been there for thousands and thousands of years, and we're trying to save the last remaining part of our history. This is our history of our culture, our indigenous people of this country. And to destroy it and to bulldoze it and to dig them up, that is absolutely wrong.
We're talking with Wounded Knee, and we're talking specifically about a sacred site in Glen Cove, which is Vallejo. There's also used to be a very large military base there, Mare Island Military Base, and military bases seem to follow Native American sites around. And there's one at Hunter's Point that's taken over land there. There's one here where I live in Alameda, where Native people used to spend at least their summers here. It seems to be the way of the current way of thinking.
Yes. Well, Susan, you know, you're absolutely right. This could be violation of civil rights. This could be violation of human rights. This could be violation of Indian Freedom of Religion Act. And it also could be a hate crime by the city of Vallejo. It could be a violent crime, because to desecrate a site is violence.
Mm-hmm.
Is violence. And our ancestors are calling for indigenous people to protect these sacred sites. You have to understand Native American beliefs and their spirituality, connection with Mother Earth and the spirit world. We all have to go to the spirit world one day. We need to protect the last remaining piece of land that is very sacred to indigenous people, Indian people of this country. To desecrate them and to put their remains in museums where some of these remains came from, these bones and their artifacts, including their sacred objects that we used thousands and thousands of years ago. We still hold on to our traditional ways, the old ways, because there's other religions out there that we don't believe in, but we don't criticize other people's religion. That's their way of believing, and we will not interfere with their religion. So we asking the people from different cultures, different religion, if they truly believe in the Creator or God or the Spirit, they would come out and support us protecting these sacred burial grounds. We all have a very unique religion, and we need to support each other to protect these sacred sites.
Wounded Knee, do you think that there's more understanding about Native people now in the Bay Area or even around the country? Are people becoming more aware of how Native people lived and their belief system?
That is a very good question. I think there's some people don't really know the history about indigenous people of this country. I don't think they know what the contributions of Native American people did for them when they came here in 1492. The Native American people took care of people. We always took care of people. Christopher Columbus, when he came here in 1492, he was a very sick man. He was a very sick man, full of disease, and we took care of them. We took care of people. And look what they turn around, and they take care of us. They don't take care of us. They desecrate our sacred sites. They don't believe that Native American people are still here. We are still here. We'll always be here. You know, if you go back to history, there was at least 80 million indigenous people in this country. And because of the genocide, because of broken treaties, because of taking of indigenous people's land, and they still do it today by taking these cemeteries, by building malls and houses, et cetera, on top of our sacred site, we have been lied to. Absolutely, just been set aside. And that's why we need to educate the people that don't know about indigenous people and their contributions to the United States of America. Do you know the history of indigenous people? We have served in the armed forces for this country. We hold the highest casualties leaves of any other group of people. We as even the Choctaw people were the first people in World War I to use the Choctaw language. And then in the Japanese-American War in 1942, the Navajo were used as code talkers. So we gave our contribution. We sacrificed ourselves to keep this country. This is our land. And they took it and they stole it through a lot of broken treaties. I don't mean that sound angry, but that's the truth.
Wounded Knee, you're about to embark on a project, I guess we could call it, to educate people more about Native practices, but also this is a fairly strenuous thing that you're embarking on. Can you talk about that?
Well, a lot of people get depressed and sad. There's times when you do, but there's times when you have a spirit. There's a time when you talk to the Creator. This is times when you go down to the sacred site and you pray to our ancestors and to the Creator. You ask them, I need strength and guidance. I need spirituality and strength. And they will give it to you. Even when I'm running, and we're getting ready to do the 500-mile spiritual run, and we run in prayer. We run in prayer and we communicate, try to communicate with the Creator and ask Him to give you the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the courage. Don't have fear. Fear is part of life. Fear will come. But if you keep that spirituality and that spirit going, courage will overtake fear. That's what keeps me going. The spirit of our ancestors, the spirit of the Creator, the spirit of my ancestors keep me going and keep me strong. We have to be strong.
So this 500-mile run begins here in California, and where does it go?
It'll be 34 years. It'll be 34 years of running. We're led by John Malloy. We'll start at the Pip River Reservation on the Sunday, the 20th, I believe, or the 19th. And we'll run. We'll do ceremony first. We will go into the lodge and do our ceremonies and pray to the Creator. We'll be in there with the stone people, and we'll be in there with the water and the medicine, and we'll sing and we'll do ceremony. I can't tell you any more about the Sweat Lodge. It's very sacred, but this is the things that we do, and we pray, and we get ready to go to run the spiritual 500-mile spiritual run. Everything is in prayer. Everything is in prayer, Susan. And it's going to last for 4 days. We have to go 125 miles a day. We wind up at Cache Creek with the service lunch on the 24th, and then we'll go home.
Hmm. How many people are participating?
Well, sometimes it varies. It varies from 100 to 50. There'll probably be about four teams of people running, and they're just not Native American people. They're non-Native American people. They'll run with us. We'll have many, many other people running with us, different cultures and different religions. They'll run with us in prayer.
And how can people listening get involved? Is there something that they can do to support you?
Yes. They can support us by praying for us. And Overlooking Horse is calling for national prayer. National prayer for the healing of Mother Earth and for the healing of what's going down in the Gulf of Mexico. Mother Earth is bleeding. She is bleeding right now. That is her blood that is coming out of Mother Earth because they put a dent in her. They cut her, and she's bleeding. And she's going to heal with the prayers of the indigenous people and the prayers of the people of this country. She will heal. And that's a spiritual warning. People do not understand Native American culture. That is a spiritual warning. It is telling the people of this world, of this earth, and earth people, you better start taking better care of Mother Earth. The air will get thinner. The water is very special to us. And the Mother Earth is very special to us.
Wundanya, it would be great to have you back after this event, after the 500-mile run is over. And
yeah,
can you speak about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Susan, I want to thank you, but we're at a crucial time right now at the Glencoe Sacred Burial Ground. We're asking for help. We're looking for an attorney. People can contact me at area code 707-557-2140, or they can write letters to GVRD, Greater Vallejo Recreation District. I believe the address is 350-something Amador Street in Vallejo, California. Or they can write Vallejo Times Herald, Vallejo Times Online.com, I think. But they can write the Vallejo Times Herald, Reader's Opinion, and so they can educate the with their letters to the citizens of Vallejo. The city council here, one of the city council members used the word compromise. There is no compromise on our sacred sites. We've been compromising for 518 years. Mm.